So this coming Sunday, Dorchester Streets Alive are arranging another community cycle ride. That's going to take place up at the Great Field at Pinebury. And joining me now is Giles Watts. Good afternoon, Giles, to tell us all about it.
Good afternoon, Andy. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, nice to see you. I was just saying to Giles, that year went very quick. Was it a very successful event last year, Giles?
Yeah, we ran a very similar event last year, and we had almost 100 people turn up, which we were delighted at. We met at the Great Field at Pinebury, and then the elder group, the adults and the older children, went off to the centre of Dorchester and back, and the smaller children went on a little tour of the Great Field. So, yeah, we were very pleased, and as a result, we thought we'd run the same community group again this year.
So you've got two groups, you've got one for young children, and then like you've got another route for the older children and adults. Where does the other route go with the older children and adults?
Well, first I should say we're completely non-age discriminatory. So right. If any of the adults want to join in the so-called kiddies route around Great Field, they would be delighted. We'd be delighted if they do that. But the main route it's about 3 miles long. And it takes you from the Great Field along Damon's Road, past the hospital, past Borough Gardens, and then we come up to the top of the main high street. We have to come off our bikes at that point for safety and walk down South Street to the War Memorial and then wend our way back to the Great Field. So it takes about 45 minutes and it's a nice gentle ride. We take it, you know, very gentle pace. Safety is our primary consideration. You know, it's meant to be a lot of fun for people and a great introduction for kids who perhaps haven't had the experience of cycling on roads at all.
I take it you've got lots of stewards on the route to make sure everybody's okay and control the traffic, maybe?
Yeah, what we found best is to have the stewards travelling with us. So we have the children in the centre of the group and then the adults on the outside acting as marshals. And then if several of those need to peel off to administer at the traffic lights or at a junction, then they can do that.
Did you find motorists very cooperative last year?
On the whole, they were absolutely fine. I think they appreciate that many people, apart from car drivers, use the roads occasionally. I mean, we never stopped the traffic. We slowed it down occasionally while a few of us, you know, went down the road. But, you know, on the whole, it was very good-natured.
Yeah. And do you have other things happening at the Great Field? I think you'll need an ice cream or two. It's going to be quite warm, isn't it?
Well, if we can, we'll arrange for an ice cream lorry to some. It may be extremely popular because at the moment it looks like it's going to be almost as hot as it is today.
You might want to buy yourself an ice cream van. Yeah.
I think we'll probably need a cold shower at the end as well. But no, the idea is people turn up around about 12 o'clock. The rides will start off at 1. We've got the deputy mayor there to kick us off, and we'll be back probably about 1:45. And then the idea is the people bring their own picnic and have a picnic on the Great Field.
Yes, that sounds like great fun. And I know that you're very keen to promote safety as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of reasons for running this. I mean, obviously, we want to have a fun, but we need to do fun safely. Part of it is about providing an experience for children to safely travel on the roads, for who perhaps haven't done that before and have an opportunity to see the centre of Dorchester, that route. But it's also there to emphasise the fact that we don't have particularly good, safe, separated cycle routes in Dorchester. Indeed, the two national cycle routes stop at the north and southern side of Dorchester and don't communicate in between. So it's partly there to promote the fact that we need to have some safe cycling routes for ourselves.
And do you give advice? I mean, if anybody turns up about a cycle helmet and stuff, are you trying to promote all that side of it?
Well, people are responsible for themselves. So you know, adults are responsible for their children, for example. But obviously, we would prefer people to wear helmets, strongly prefer. We'll provide some sort of mechanic on site if you're concerned about the brakes. I mean, nothing major, but we can do little small repairs. And just really, you know, ask people to use their common sense. Follow instructions, don't come out of the group, follow the leader. And if people do that, they'll have a lot of fun without compromising safety.
So it could be a good opportunity for anybody who's got a bike, hasn't ridden a bike for a while and not quite sure. Good chance for them to come.
Absolutely. I mean, this is very much designed for people who aren't, you know, racers along the streets or go on 50 kilometer sort of mammal tours around the countryside. I mean, you know, we'd like to make active travel much more available and enjoyable for, you know, wider parts of the community. So you don't have to be an experienced cyclist. Come along with your bike and a helmet and come and join us for the ride.
Yeah, and put your sun cream on maybe.
Well, the forecast at the moment is that it could be 29, 30 degrees, but also with a little bit of a wind, so that could be refreshing. Yeah. So I'd say make sure you bring your suntan lotion as well.
So I'm guessing that you ride a bike quite regularly then. You're a regular bike rider.
I'm a semi-regular biker. I mean, during COVID, it was my main form of exercise, and I really got into it and explored the Dorset countryside in a way that I hadn't done before, and that was fantastic. But I wouldn't call myself a regular cyclist. I'm pretty much a once a month man.
When you do go on the road on your bike, how do you find it? You know, do you find most motorists are pretty good, or?
I find most motorists are sympathetic and good. I mean, with a few exceptions, but there have been a couple of occasions when I've been fearful for my life. I remember coming along one country road and an SUV with a trailer was coming past, and the guy with the trailer was slightly wider than the car, and you know, it got perilously close to me, and you know, my life flashed before me a little bit. So, you know, it is difficult, and I think you whatever you do, you've got to have your wits about you. We'd like to make sure that, you know, the centre of towns and villages are safe for people to travel around, but when you go into the countryside, you know, you have to recognise that there are dangers there, and you need to keep your wits about you.
Yeah, definitely. So where can people get more details about this?
This is being run by the Dorchester Transport Action Group. So you can go to our Dorchester Transport website, or it's being advertised all over on social media. So most of the main areas will get news about Dorchester Nub News and all that sort of stuff. It'll be advertised on there.
And just remind everybody about the times.
It starts at 12 o'clock with the cycle ride actually beginning at 1 and then the picnic at 2.
Lovely. Well, thanks for coming in. Good luck.
Pleasure. Thanks very much indeed.